Guys, did you know that 72% of users say that positive reviews make them trust a local business more? 92% of people will use a local business if it has at least a 4-star rating. Dang. So do you guys have at least a 4-star rating? I hope you do. And you know, in dentistry, it's all about trust, right? Like the patient has to trust you. So if 72% of users say that a positive review makes them trust the local business more, that should be something huge you guys need to look at into getting more reviews. Did you know customers are likely to spend 31% more on a business with excellent reviews? So is this you guys? Do you guys have excellent reviews, or do you guys have enough reviews that talk about your practice that are above 4 stars? How's your Google reviews looking, guys? How are they looking? If you feel like you need to work more on your reviews, if you need more reviews consistently, more positive ones, more 5-star reviews, well, we got your back, because you already know our partners at SwellCX are making moves and doing amazing things for your practice. They simplify the process of collecting real-time customer feedback and reviews, guys. They understand and improve the customer experience. And one of the best things about SwellCX is that I personally love is you have your own private coach to guide you through this whole process. And what that means is not only will you have someone holding your hand through the SwellCX software, but they will also make sure you're getting the results you need and the reviews you want. You literally have a customer experience concierge, right? You have a SwellCX partner. And guess what, guys? People are loving and raving about how SwellCX is not only skyrocketing positive reviews for their practice, but also bringing in way more referrals. I know our office managers and our students, our ground marketers, they love SwellCX, guys. So if you're part of the Making of a Dental Startup group, or if you're part of the ground marketing group, or the ground marketers, or you're one of our students, then you probably are using or you know about SwellCX, or you've seen people like just rave about it. So definitely, guys, if you are worried or you want a better online reputation, if you want more referrals, if you definitely want more reviews, more 5-star reviews on Google, then give SwellCX a try, guys. Go schedule a demo with SwellCX and see your online reviews on Google or Yelp or wherever skyrocket in no time. And for everyone listening, you'll get 20% off your monthly or annual pricing. You'll get a $0 setup fee, so your setup fee's free. And you get a $10 Amazon gift card just for scheduling a demo. So go to the show notes below, click the link. You can either click the logo from SwellCX or click the whatever you want, the link on there. And for you can learn more about SwellCX, and you can also get the 20% off monthly or annual pricing, the $0 setup fee, and the $10 Amazon gift card. Just schedule a demo with them, guys. Or if you want, just learn more, click the link below in the show notes. Call them if you want, and don't forget to mention the Dental Marketer Podcast, and you'll still get this amazing deal. So go in the show notes below and check out SwellCX.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Yourself? We got a nice sunny day here in Chicago. Hopefully spring's around the corner. So things are going well.
That's good, man. Over here, like we were talking about before I pushed record, that it was 91 right now. So for you, it's super nice. So like we're jealous. I don't know. You know?
It's probably it's a back and forth thing, because tomorrow, in 2 days, it's 40 here. So that's just the Midwest. If anyone's listening from the Midwest, they understand. it's like one day is nice, one day is cold. And then not until the actual summer comes, everything's great and golden.
Does the snow ever affect, like, your practice?
Yeah, actually, that's funny you mentioned that. Well, it's not maybe not the snow, but the cold. Uh-huh. So I've been open a year. I opened a year ago. I started up middle of February. And so this is the first full winter I went through. And it was a pretty terrible winter here. I had to close a Saturday, because of weather, and that was like my first time ever having like last minute requiring wonder Friday night, like the storm's coming in, wake up Saturday morning, and we're like, should I close, it was terrible, so I closed. Mm-hmm. A few hours later I'm like, we probably could have stayed open, but and then another day, like a few days after, like this negative like 30 wind chill, I had my pipe burst in my office, so which I heard was going on all around the city. So I had to like Luckily, I got a call from like a tenant who was right by me. He saw water leaking down my door, and my super got in real fast and turned off the water, and there wasn't too much damage. Mm-hmm. And but yeah, then I had a close again. That was again like that was on Friday evening. Got super lucky, but yeah, definitely it's a thing that happens, and you know it sucks. You know, you have your schedule full, you have to call around, reschedule. You know, you lose. You know, in your head as a on the business side, you're thinking about your production, the numbers you lost. But it is what it is, you know? At the end of the day, like, in the long term, now it's not that big of a deal, but each time that happens, especially when you're a startup, like, your first year, every day, any day of the production is, like, huge. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, man, we just lost all those guys, but all those people off the schedule. But,
yeah, how do you...
You learn, man.
I wanted to know that, like, for example, on emergencies like that, how do you normally close? Because, like, let's just say you're thinking about it in the morning, like, 6 a.m., and you got to get in there at 9 a.m., and you're thinking, like, oh, should I close, should I not? Isn't that kind of, like, too late notice, or... What do you normally do?
Yeah.
What's protocol?
So, like I said, this is the first time. So my protocol, like, I gave, like, my staff a heads up on Friday. And I think what we did initially on Friday was our first patients, we at least moved the day to 10. So mm-hmm. 9 o'clock we called. So just to give a little bit more time, I'm like, if we open, we'll open, like, 10 to 3 instead of 9 to 3. And then, because, like, you know, these Midwest storms, they'll say it's, like, 2 feet of snow. And the next day you wake up, it can be, like, 3 inches. Yeah. Throughout my whole life, like, we've got school. I remember having school days off, and like, oh man, we didn't even get it bad. Or then school days open, and it's like, dude, it's like 2 feet of snow out, and they predicted 2 inches. So, and that's why I learned this year as a business owner, like, even on that snow day, I was like, that's why I was going back and forth. And pretty much I have remote access from my home, from my laptop. And, like, I just got up that morning, looked at the weather, looked, and finally around, like, 7 or 8 o'clock, I made a decision. I'm like, got to make a decision somewhere, either delay the day opening or just call and cancel. And I called patients off, like, I have off my Google number, and a lot of them I also texted. I have, like, one of these services. Actually, I can talk about it a little later or now. It's called Flex, kind of like. It's a newer company. It's similar to people know what Yappy is and all those other kind of companies like that. And,
is it like Yappy? Or
It's pretty similar to Yappy. I never got Yappy. This was my first software with this all these online forms and texting and everything integrated.
Yeah.
And I love it.
What's it called? Flex?
For both. Flex. Flex. Brendan Dean, this guy, he's on Facebook. He posts a lot in the groups. He's so helpful. And Yappy is a lot of people love Yappy, but I love Flex.
Okay.
One of the nice things with Open Dental is that it integrates right into your Open Dental system. So it's not like I have to open a different portal and look at, like, communication. Mm-hmm. If I send a text, you text from a different portal, but it's all saved in Open Dental. So all our communication is always saved. So we can go back through any text or whatever and see. And
Flex is just like a texting thing, or what is that?
Yeah. It does Flex does texting, so we're able to text for patients, confirmations, but also two-way texting, back and forth texting if you have to communicate. Mm-hmm. It does confirmations. The biggest thing is their forms. They have these great online forms that you can customize, and they get saved right when a patient says submit. You don't have to like drag and drop. They go straight into your new patient forms, mm-hmm. and they also do like payment plans that automatically sync with your Open Dental. And like your treatment plans, and pretty much the online forms has been a game changer, in a sense that I know before a patient comes in a lot about them. And just for an example, I'll talk about a patient we just had like a week or two ago, mm-hmm. and you know we asked like, are you nervous? Do your gums bleed? Do you grind your teeth? Have you had a bad experience? And you get, before they walk in, I know, like, oh, they've had a bad experience. They've had a terrible experience with the dentist. They're really nervous, this or that. And with this mm-hmm. one patient, just always had a bad experience, gag reflex, says dentists are always rough or not gentle with her. And, mm-hmm. you know, I knew this going in, so I, like, made sure even when we did x-rays, hey, I told myself, hey, don't push it. She's not able to take them. Don't take them. You know, we're not going to make it uncomfortable. We already know it's hard for her to take x-rays, and I just was, when I was talking to her and explained to her, just being thorough and talking about her fears and her bad experiences, and then, you know, we tried our best with her, and afterwards she left this great review. She pretty much said, I've always had terrible experience, at the dentist. I've never went back to this dentist I went to before. I've always tried a new one. But this is the first time I'm going to go back to this dentist, that same dentist. They were great. The doctor was great. The staff was great. And, you know, we might have been done that without the forms, but having that information beforehand was just golden, you know. So
that's how you know when a patient is uncomfortable as soon as they come in because of the forms, or is it like you just have that intuition?
I did both, but, like, the forms definitely help. I would ask them anyways, a little bit. But sometimes, patients don't say as much, right?
That's true.
And a lot of times they'll write down more than even what their forms are. I've had sometimes a patient says, I'm interested in whitening my teeth or straightening my teeth. And I'll ask them, like, hey, you're here for a new patient exam. Any other concerns, anything you want to address, have me address specifically. Waiting for them to say that, and they won't say that. And then I'll be like, I'll say something along the likes of, you did say, are you interested in whitening or, something like Invisalign? And they might say, I just want some more information. Or they might go, can you talk about a little bit more? And they'll talk about it. So I'll ask them directly about if they want to know anything about anything more, products, services, concerns about their smile, their oral health, and they won't say anything. But on their forms, they said, interested in whitening or interested in Invisalign. So then I was, even if they say they're not interested in anything, I'll sometimes still bring that up. And like, but you did mention you're interested in whitening. And sometimes they just wanted some more information on it. Then I'll talk about it a little bit more. And some of them go, I'd love to have that done today. Like, we just added some whitening to our schedule or did something the patient wanted that I probably would not have even planned or discussed with them because they never brought it up verbally to me.
Yeah. Do you think it's more because, like, they're afraid they might get sold to, like, right then and there?
I don't know. That's a good point. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I am a little confused when I know they mentioned it in their forms, but then I ask them specifically, they don't say anything. A lot of times, maybe it's the era we're in, right? Like, everyone's behind a computer and on a phone, right? People on these Facebook groups, right? They will say people say a lot of stuff in, like, these groups or what they probably wouldn't say in person to each other, right? You're hiding behind. Kind of think sometimes maybe the form is, I can, like, hide behind, I'll just, put whatever, be more open, and then when it's brought straight to your face, you're not maybe ready, or maybe you weren't that serious. I don't know. So probably something with just the era we're in now. That's all I can.
That's good.
I'm not a psychologist or know anything on that end, but.
Yeah, no. I get it, because it's kind of like, I don't know, for example, when you're going in to buy something, let's just put it like in a car, right? Like, if you're going to go buy a car, you kind of have it in mind already, like, you're going to go buy the car, right? That's why you went to the dealership, and you already have a budget and everything. But when you go and the salesman asks you, you kind of don't give them all that information, like, at the very beginning, right? You're kind of like, I'm just looking around. I just want to see what you got, And then maybe it could, same analogy, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you try to keep things true, You might write down to get inquiries about it, but you don't want to, like, say, hey, yes, I really want to do Invisalign. Because they might think, I'm giving in. Like, now he will really tell me, right? Like, maybe they said they're interested in Invisalign, but they're trying to feel me out. That probably is what it is. Like, do I like this office? Is it something I know Invisalign is something like 3,000-4,000. They probably know in their head from wherever office they were before. So you're probably right. That's probably a combination of that.
Maybe. All right, so let's talk about a little bit of your business right now. If we can dive into that, like, how much was your build out?
Let's look back at numbers. So last year, like, build out itself, build up with equipment, like everything.
Yeah, like everything.
Oh man, I think it was around. I'm in Chicago. I'll tell you, I'm in the city of Chicago, not right downtown, but like a northern neighborhood. But it's just. Big cities are expensive, so I think around 400,000-ish, like 400 to 450, with equipment, with everything, like furnishing, new build out, chairs, X-rays, computers, everything like that. I think came around there, around the 400 mark.
Okay. Why'd you pick that location?
Well, one, right now, you know, I've been, like, Chicago in general or the location or both?
Both.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just tell a little background quickly. Like, I'm from Michigan, grew up in the Midwest, went to U of M undergrad, and then went to Detroit Mercy Dental School. And then I came out to Chicago to do a residency at GPR. And pretty much I loved it since. Chicago is a great city. A lot of people in the Midwest, it's like the funnel. Like, I did always want to end up coming to live a few years to Chicago, especially when you're younger. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I was out here, and then I was like, oh, let's stay out here, work for a few years and see where it goes. Even though I know it's a tough market as an associate, and it's working out here, and yeah, it was a pretty terrible market as an associate, but I love the city. So, but then I met my fiance here, and then a few years ago we had a talk, and I was thinking about starting my own practice, buying or doing a startup, and we talked like where we want to like settle down, you know. Mm-hmm. And we both pretty much were happy with Chicago, and once that was like the green light, I was like, all right, this is it. Let's start getting real serious about the city. And then did the, you know, the whole startup process, went to a Breakaway, their, you know, their mm-hmm. startup seminar, and which is amazing. If you guys, I think you just went recently, right? You went to,
I went to Business Masters.
Yeah, and which I've been to also. And mm-hmm. Dr. Scott's a great speaker, and yeah. They have a great thing there, and I'm really motivated. And from there, started doing the search, the demographic reports and everything, and found this, like, niche. Like, you know, when he says, like, if you're going to do a startup, got to find a good spot, and Chicago's pretty saturated, but found a good location, northern part of the city called Andersonville, and it's a great, it's in the city, but it's, like, a very more neighborhood feel. It's, like, we call it on the north side of the city, so it's not, like, this downtown, like, really hectic, busy. It's a very small, it's a community feel. It's kind of that best combination of, like, a suburban kind of feel, a small community feel, a small town feel, and a big city. So, which is great for kind of what you're looking for, like, a dental practice, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What kind of practice do you have? Like, is it general or is it specialty, pediatric, or?
General. It's a general practice.
General, okay.
But awesome. But I do, like, I do specialty procedures, like, a little bit of everything. Like, my main specialty focus that maybe one day is what my goal is doing having a more implant focused practice. So I've done a lot of training in CE and implants. Mm-hmm. So that's something that hopefully in the future, it becomes more and more focused for myself. And that's actually one reason why I wanted my own practice. It was so I can start building a practice around what I want to do and what I want to get out of my own career. And, yeah. That's one of the things.
Where'd you take, because you said you started, or you have been, and you're starting, or you're continuing to do more CE credits for implants. Where, what courses have you taken?
Actually, right in your alley. It's in San Diego. It's a California Implant Institute.
Okay.
I've been, since I started taking, my continuum, or my fellow, they have like one of those fellowship courses. You know, you go for about 5 or 6 days, about 4 times, like 4 months back to back. And I did that, I can't even remember, I think summer 2014. And from there, just kept going. Like, they have a master's track, which I signed up for, and there's like 4 or 5, like 8 or 9 more courses, 4 or 5 more hands-on courses. And I'm pretty much done now. It's taken a few years because obviously, you know, that's a lot of courses you can't do all at once. And so I'm rounding up, finishing it up. And so I've, like, got training from your normal basic, you know, single implant to, like, all on four. So a lot of good education. But, you know, I have not been able to fully use it as much as I want. That's, you know, partly why, you know, I wanted my own office. I can start eventually marketing to this, you know, and building my office around it. Also as a startup, some do, but my goal is just get patients in the door. Like, I knew I couldn't right away be like, oh, let's just do implant marketing. Like,
yeah.
That's not smart. And, you know, I haven't done too many this past year, but I kind of knew that going in. I'm like, you know, this is something I gotta think in the long-term future. So, it's a great course. Dr. Al-Faraj, if you're in the area or even traveling, they have great classes and they have great hands-on lectures also.
Awesome, man. So, diving back into your practice, how many right now, how many employees do you have?
So right now, I have full-time employees. I have 3 full-time employees, 2 assistants, and a treatment coordinator, and I have 2 part-time hygienists. One is really, like, very, very little part-time. She's been 2 days a month since August, mm-hmm. And I recently hired another part-time hygienist in March, and she's, like, 2.5 days. And I've been looking for – I knew I would be needing one, you know, in January, February, March, and like, around the last few months, but I've honestly been looking since September, knowing that the market is tough, and is even – I think a lot of people listening can agree on this. It's hard to find staff right now. It's just a tough market. So I was looking for a long time, and I was starting to get a little worried because I think that's something that actually was halting my growth was I was getting a lot of my, my recalls coming in, a lot of hygiene patients, and that was filling up my schedule, and people were getting booked out 3 or 4 weeks, for procedures to get done. So I was like, I need to open up my schedule, and but finally found, and she's been, first month on the job, and she's been pretty good. She is a new graduate, so it's a learning process, and this is something I have to learn to be patient. I have to remember that for everyone listening, if you remember your first year out of dental school, you're not the fastest, but and as a business owner, you just look at the clock and whatnot, and I've got great feedback from patients on her, which is good, but I know it'll take time for her to get, because
this is an associate, right?
Efficient. Yeah, this is literally her first job out. So it's like good and bad. The good is, and I've even learned this this year, is when you have someone who doesn't have experience, you can train them into what you want out of them. They don't have bad habits, really, that you have to break, or they're not used to doing things a certain way. Everything is new, and their first, you can train them into your culture and practice style and what you want out of them. So
yeah,
that in itself is a positive.
Okay. And then the bad? What's the bad?
Well, the bad is, like I said, it's just experience, right? So, she doesn't have as much, she doesn't have experience, the speed, even the small things clinical wise, it's good. I feel like I'm more of a teacher and mentor, which I like. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's something I hope to do more in the future. But a lot of times, sometimes when you're busy, you're hoping she can just be able to do stuff without much help, from you.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
She's good. She's good. It's just, there's just, it's just, I just think when I started out, man, not everything's going to be perfect. I'm going to have some times where I get backed up, going to be slower, not going to diagnose as well. Won't be as confident. I guess that's a big thing. A lot of times, I know she knows what to do, and she'll ask me, hey, I think this patient is a prophy. And, very, unsure, and I want to be I know she knows. I'm like, if you think it's a prophy, go. You gotta be confident. With it. But it's, I think, she that's
scared,
where she should.
Yeah, she's a little scared. How'd you hire them? How'd you hire, your whole staff?
Oh, man. Indeed, mainly. I use, Dental Post, even word of mouth. I try to put an ad a couple times on these. There's this local Chicago Facebook group. I don't know. I was going to try some of the other ones. I really was going to try these other ones, Zip, I think, Recruiter, or some other, other random sites.
Uh-huh.
But because I have been not getting many responses, or I'd get a response, and then I'd email them back and never hear from them. Or they come in for an interview, and I like them, and I'd email them, and never heard from. I was like, man, this is a quick market, and people just don't even respond.
I've been seeing that a lot, lately, where people are like, man, I've had, 10 interviews scheduled, and, all of them no-showed but one. And it's kind of like, I don't know. You know what I mean? What's going on? For real, I don't know what's happening. I think they have, all these options now, and it's... I don't know, but hang in there, man. I have a feeling that those options are going to run out. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a feeling, but
yeah.
You never know. But that's good. That's good to know that you are training them. You know what I mean? And mentoring your team, because a lot of the times we kind of just want them to be already trained and mentored, but then we kind of have to roll with their punches. We have to roll with what they You know what I mean? Like, oh, they're bad
Yeah, their
habits.
How they like to do things. Yeah. It's like I said, it's a good and bad, right? Like, you know, it's a plus and minus to it. So, like, that's like of everything, right? That's what you learn. Like, there's nothing that's like perfect. There's always good and bad about anything. So, I'll say a funny story on the people not respond to your interviews. Like, I remember my first time I went to interview someone. Like, it was back in, like, it was over a year in, like, January. I'm at a coffee shop, and first time I ever tried to interview, I had two people scheduled, and they both didn't show up. And I felt like someone who got stood up on a date. I really felt that way. It never happened to me. I'm like, and I was like, is this what it feels like?
I was like, this feels terrible. You're like, I gotta stop doing this to other people.
I know.
Oh, man. Yeah, didn't even text you or anything? Did they text you that they were not going to go or anything like that? Or they just
emailed back and set up a time, like, hey, like 2 o'clock at the Starbucks. You know, I live on my office on Clark Street. On Clark Street, they're like, okay, we'll be there too. I'm like, okay. And then 2 o'clock comes, and you're like, all right, no one's here. I got this, like, folder. I'm like, and then you're looking around, like, because they don't know what you look like. And you're like, maybe putting your folder up. And then I'm like, what do people like? And then they don't show, and you do that half an hour again for the next one. And I'm like, man, I think I'm probably getting judged by people also. Look at this guy. He can't even, he's trying to find his date, and no one's even showing up for him. What a loser.
Dang, man, that's insane. That's insane, man. I'm pretty sure you're, like, not the first one to deal with that, though. So, you know. That's good. Right now, how's business going, man? Like, how's your total production and collection, like, from last month or last year?
So, it's been, I'll say this, a startup. I know we have been making a startup group, great group. I wish I was there even before I opened. Startup's tough, man. It has been hard. Like, I knew it'd be hard, but maybe not this hard. But seeing where I'm compared to this year to last year, like I said, so we opened, like, our official opening was March 1st last year, so almost a year. So if I go back to numbers, like, last year, last March, like, our first May month, our first real month open was, like, $10,000 in, like, $15,000 or $20,000 in production, $10,000 in collections. And fast forward to this year, this month is our best month yet, by wide margin, $47,000 in production and about $55,000 in collection. So, yeah, huge change, but it's been a slow and gradual process and pretty hard. Like, for the year, the production was 330,000 and collection 300,000. So it's been just a steady, like, 10, 15, 20, 30. Really, the last 6 months, though, we've been at this between this 30 and 40. Like, I hit, like, a sigh of relief. My break even was around 30 in August, and I was like, oh, we finally hit it. Mm-hmm. And anyone's out there knows how good that feels, you know, like, but it didn't take, I was expecting that jump to where, you know, the numbers this month, like about 3 or 4 months ago, I thought. So it was just, last 6 months have been more of a grind because, you know, it's like anything it's like when you're losing weight, right? Like, if you're really overweight, those first 10 pounds are easy. It's the next 10 that's harder. I think it sometimes can be like that with your office. Like, it's not everything's linear, you know? So,
That's true. So we've been working real.
So now, you know, so we've been grinding, but at the same time, like, my overhead's gone up too. So we've really been around breaking even the last 6 months. Like, my overhead's now around 35-40 because, you know, we're trying to grow, so you add staff, right? So that adds more overhead. And you have more patients, so you have more supplies. So that adds more overhead. We're like, okay, now I have a hygienist, let's add more to marketing. That's more overhead, you know? So, so it's like, or this and that, like, I added as great as Flex has been, it's a monthly cost, you know? So you add these things to make your office run better and provide a better service. You're reinvesting essentially in your office, but it adds. And so I'm like, I'm not really making any money.
Are you paying yourself or no?
No, I have not. I've taken up a little here and there, but not really. I'm hoping if this continues like March, like the next 2 months like that, then I'll be able to. You know, I'm going to try to now keep some money in the bank and raise that because I'll need that again to add stuff to the office. But I will say I'm pretty lucky. I have a wonderful fiance with her you know, great job, and she helped support us. Like, I, you know, I had some money, you know, I was an associate, I had my associate job for the first 6 months, 8 months, and that helped pay the bills and had some saved, but most, you know, having someone else there to help with the costs, it definitely gave me more time to, like, put into my own office and not be as stressed. So that's helped. But, so we're steadily growing, and it's, I'm finally getting to a part where I feel like I can breathe a little bit more, let's just say. You know,
that's good. That's good.
Now we just got to repeat it a little bit. So
you said you knew it'd be hard, but not this hard. So, like, what are some struggles that you're, like, we're never told about, or you're figuring out right now, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is hard.
Okay. Well, I'll just start, like, as great as the breakaway course was, and then, you know, kind of the consultant, and, you know, I've seen the stuff in the Darnell Startup Group, like, all these people doing great, and I'm like, you know, the breakaway course, and they're, you know, suddenly like, oh, you know, you hit these demographics, and, you know, this is what an average startup does, this is one in a better demographic area does, and you're like, okay, you know, that's, you know, making money within a few months, being pretty profitable by your first year. And then you talk to, you know, I've had a consultant, and then also they're like, oh, this is what our average startups do, so you should really be, you know, pretty good by the end of your first year, or like, and then you're also comparing yourself on people on the Facebook groups. You know, always people talk about how great they're doing. You don't see the ones that are struggling, right? So,
yeah.
So a comparison, and, you know, I was, like, expecting, like, oh, like I said, month six we broke even. I expected to start making money by month maybe 7 and 8, not maybe month 12 or 13. Mm-hmm. And it's just when there's expectations and reality. And so it's hard, you know. It's just you don't feel like you're like, oh, man, am I not that great? Like, am I not running my office that well? Am I not that great at this? Am I not – why am I not getting 100 new patients? Why am I not getting these, like 10 people accepting 10 implant, like, oh, I'm whores everywhere. You know, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah. And, it's a crappy feeling, man. Like, I know, for example, I feel like with anything, I know when I see other people who have businesses and I'm like, holy crap, they're like – everybody is going to them and they're doing all these amazing things. And, like, I'm like – year three, year four, and it's still like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm barely doing it, or I don't know what I'm, you know what I mean? You kind of think about, like, I guess I need to hire more coaches. I guess I need to spend more.
Yeah.
You're right. I need this.
Yeah.
And maybe do you really, or is it just a different process? You know, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I think, and I say this, like, I actually have a lot of friends and colleagues who reach out to me. Like, I know, because I'm pretty open to, like, in Chicago, I always say to anyone, like, hey, if you ever do a startup, hit me up, I'll help you. Like, I'll be pretty real with you, you know? Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat stuff. You're going to start a business. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, you know? I've had consultants. I've done this. I've done that. Struggles. But, you know, one thing what my dad said, no one likes to hear this, right? No one likes to hear my dad was right, and I'm going to say that right now. My dad is a primary care physician. He has his own small business, his own office. And right from the beginning, he told me, Pill, it's going to take time. Who wants to hear that? One wants to take time. Second, who wants to hear your dad is telling you it's going to take time, and you're hearing from your consultant or the field that you know, like dentistry people, like, oh, yeah, you can do it in 6 months or a year. And your dad, like, hey, you're not a dentist. Like, you don't know the dental field. Like, might be medicine, but you still don't know. Like, and it's funny. Like, it's kind of right. He even said on my build out, he's like, I thought I was going to be ready open in December or whatever, or January. He's like, you'll probably be open in February. I'm like, I was like, and then I didn't, yeah, it was until February. And it's like, it's another told you so about your dad. And I was like, and then, like, you know, it's taking time. That's what it is. I think it's just time a lot of it. Like, yeah, you know, maybe you can rush the time thing, or if you do everything perfect or you hit a good situation, or you're just like a super rock star. But, and honestly, it's like any business, and most people say, like, businesses just take time. You know, I'm starting to see it now. Like, I'm starting to get the referrals more from people now that they've been to my office, you know, or people who might have heard from me, like, a year ago, but, you know, they weren't due for another 6 months. Like, they might have saw me in June, but they might have just had an exam in May, right? Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we'll change them. But that doesn't mean they're coming the next day. They're coming in January, you know, or they walked by and saw me in the summer. I'm in, like, a very, like, people walk by and, like, I'm in a city, like, area. They're like, yeah, we saw you in, like, all summer. And we're like, yeah, we know what we were doing, like, you know, March, and we'll come then. So, or we've heard great things about you. So it just takes time, you know. But it does help. Time just helps. So
yeah, I think that's a good like peace of mind, man. Like to know, like, hey, it does take time. But sometimes when I'm on the phone and. Because there's some people who like, oh, it just takes time. But then you realize and you analyze what they're doing. You're like, you're not doing anything. Like,
yeah.
I think you need more than time. So to you, like, what is it? What are the essentials that you think, okay, this is what you need plus time. And then you'll start seeing some form of growth. Maybe you can add more of this and you'll see more. You know what I mean? It depends on their situation. But what do you think they need to add? Or what do you think someone, what are some essentials that people need actually?
Okay, I think. One thing right from the get-go is when you're hiring, you need just good people, good staff. And that's easier. We just talked about how hard it is to get staff. But like I had a whole pretty much changeover after 6 months and for the better. You know, like probably the people I hired right away probably knew they weren't a good fit right away. But you're a new owner. You don't know what you're doing. And you don't want to fire. You want to give them time. And you can't, everyone says you always... especially initially, you fire too late. But I also should have been, like, I should not have looked at, oh, let me hire this person. I think I can train them. I know they're cheaper, too, so overhead's lower, but it ended up costing me, right? So it's worth sometimes paying a little bit, even as much as painful as it is when you don't have money and you're not making money and you know you won't be making money, they'll make you money to hire someone that's a few dollars more, you know, if you can, you know? So I think... crew staff member. So, I think hiring, you know, hiring good people and just knowing also from the beginning, like, if they're not working out, just cut bait, you know, or keep looking. The second thing is, even when you hire initially, keep interviewing. You know, like, I was like, okay, I got two good people. They're going to be with me forever. They're going to be great. But I should have kept my ads running just in case. I didn't know. That instead of like, oh, now I realize I need to find someone. Oh, I haven't been looking at resumes for 3 months now. Like, I have to start looking at resumes, you know? So, and this might take, it might take more than a week. It might take a couple months to find someone. So I would recommend always be like, especially when you start opening, like, keep looking at staff. That's one thing, one big thing. Another good thing, I think, you know, just have a good, you know, good marketing plan, you know, like, you know, I've done like a little bit of everything. I put money in like mailers, Google AdWords, Facebook, and local ground marketing, and it's all done good. Like, there's not been one thing where I'm like, oh man, I get so many patients just from mailers. That's too much. Let's put more money in there. I think I put this maybe on some of the Facebook groups. Is my recommendation is try a little bit of everything. Like, your group, your area might take off as Facebook. Yours might not. Some people swear by it. I'll just say for me, like, it hasn't been that great. Like, I've taken Anissa's course, and it's been great, and I've tried to follow it, and maybe part of it's me not following through and everything. But, yeah, Facebook also hasn't, maybe it hasn't great, got me direct patients too much, but I still use it. But, like, ground marketing has been great. Like, I think it can be even better for us. So,
like, all right, I paid him to say that, guys. So
no, no, but honestly, it has. Like, it, I guess it depends on the community. Like, we, like, going to the gyms have been, like, one of our big things. That's really how going to schools. It's kind of the word out. Some of our best patients have come from ground marketing. Awesome. You know, getting a few important people in the community. Like, there's a patient of ours who is, like, really involved with one of the local schools, and she really loves us, and she's got me involved in, like, sponsoring stuff for them or events for them, and now they're doing, like, a coupon book. She reached out to me, do you want to be involved? I'm like, oh, yeah, I'd love to. Like, some influential people like that, it helps, you know? Like, people are involved in your community. So, but I, just overall, I'd say just try, put money in marketing, put it, some, this is my opinion, some people say, don't spend too much. You can do like $500, $1,000 in marketing and Facebook. My thing is at the beginning, when you have your working capital, you're going to lose it over time. Like, you can either dwindle and you're not spending too much and just trying to save it, or you can try to use it as like investment. The more I invest now, the more return I get in 6 months. And I kind of think I wish I spent more initially. Like, I wouldn't, not like I was cheap. I've been spending like between $4,000 and $6,000 every month marketing. But I think I could have even spent a couple more thousand those first few months and and really pushed it, because then I'd be getting those new patients, and then I'd be getting them back their recall and 6 months later. You know, so it's like, if you think about it like that, it makes more sense earlier to spend it. That's my opinion.
Right now, your marketing budget is $4,000 to $6,000 a month?
Yeah, usually it's like 2 months, a little bit more, but usually around $4,500, I would say, is about what I spend, like $4,000 to $4,500.
And that mainly goes to like where normally?
Like that goes to like mailers. That goes, like, I do 10,000 mailers like every other month. I do Google Ads about $1,500, SEO, maintaining my website, and then, like, you know, I spend probably a couple hundred in Facebook stuff, like boosting stuff, some ads, and then probably like $300 to $400 just in other random stuff, like, hey, I'm sponsoring this month, or let's put, gotcha, you know, gotcha, getting supplies for local marketing stuff, or getting a table here. So, but yeah, that's why, that's probably where it all averages out to.
One thing you mentioned that I love what you do, and I really wouldn't, I don't know if I would call this even ground marketing, it's just being like smart or common sense, is how you guys either, I think you said, just leave the door open in your busy shopping strip, or you put a booth out, or just leave the door open?
So we did in the summer, because a lot of people walk by, we did like just keep the door open. Like, we're like, make it more inviting so people can see us as they walk by, you know? Like, we put like, we have a lot of also people who have dogs in their community, so we put like a bowl out with like water, and we got some dog treats too, so if you walk by and the dog's outside, they might look in. You know, just an easy way for if that's the kind of community you're in, where you have a lot of people walking around town, and we do in the summer, it's a pretty busy street, and it's like, you know, get just more visibility. There's nothing more you can do. I will say this, though, and we didn't recover, man, we had a lot of flies in the summer. I'm doing a procedure, and there's like a fly that ends up my nose. I'm like, what? It's a little annoying, that part, but overall, it was good.
But people would walk in, right? Or some people would just be like, oh, I didn't know this place was open, right?
Yeah. Or yeah, no? It's not like, oh, we'd have an influx of 10 or 20 people every day. Like, it's not anything crazy like that, but it's more like, oh, yeah, occasionally we have someone walk in who might not have, or we sat their dog and they looked inside, or we came out with a tree and we start talking to them, and they're like, oh, yeah, we need a dentist. Oh, let's set an appointment and learn a little bit more. So I actually don't think it can hurt, right? Like, if anything, it can only help. And then you also, like, you know, people love it when you treat their dogs, right? Like, I like dogs, people like that. Like, you have some water for them, you have some treats for them, you know? So, people just generally walking by, they're like, oh, okay, let me see out. That's the office, the door's open, let me walk in, let me take a look. You know, oh, it's a nice office in there. Like, mine's a brand new office, like, obviously made it nice. And so, like, oh, yeah, this is not like my old, like, office I've been going for 25 years, they haven't updated anything. You know, you have a nice new office smell, nice scent in there, and TVs. Oh, I want to come here. So.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good. And it doesn't, like you said, all you got to do is really open the door. But yeah, you're right. Like, what if, like, flies or cats or birds walk in or something like that? You know what I mean? It's kind of like, what do we do now? But it's okay. Yeah. It's okay. Right now, Kapil, what can you, like, I guess, recommend or say, like, what small details should everybody pay really close attention to, whether it's clinical or marketing or anything, right? From the startup process all the way to where you're at now. Like, what are some small things that you want to tell people, like, man, pay attention to this?
Okay. I think one thing that I'm trying to reinvest myself in right now is, you know, the best way to get, like, patients and keep them and get word of mouth is giving great care. Like, I think we sometimes forget that. You know, not forget it, but when you're opening a business, like, okay, I got to learn how to do the business side. I got to learn open door, learning about taking this Facebook marketing class, I'm taking this ground marketing class, you know, let's learn about this, let's learn, and you're not putting as much time in your clinical, like, education or staying on top of stuff, right? So, you know, now that I've had, like, you're out, I've actually started to put more time back in that, because kind of everything else kind of got smoothed out, you know, like, I have a good staff, they know what they're doing, I think the marketing stuff is working pretty decently, and, but I'm like, you know, I can do better, you know, like, also, you know, it's been a year. I've seen stuff like having my own office. It's, you get to see more of your own patients back, right? Like, you're always seeing your patients. You, it depends on what kind of associateship you had before, but maybe you didn't have a great one. Maybe, like, you see a patient and never see him again. And it's made me, like, realize, oh, yeah, that's working pretty good. Oh, that's not. Or where can I improve? And also, these are your patients for life now, right? Like, you want to make sure, you don't want to see stuff in 3 years or 2 years or 6 months, anything not looking as good as you want, right? Like, that's all on you. So it's not just getting great care, but as a business owner, you want to make sure your stuff is holding up pretty well, you know, or doing good care. So that's a small thing that I think we maybe forget or lose track of, as there's like 8 million other things you're going through when you're opening up. So I'm trying to do some more CE, some more clinical stuff to just give better care, because you give, as the saying goes, you take care of your patients, they'll take care of you. So I think that's something that's sometimes overlooked or not thought of. So
it's true.
That's one of the things. The other thing is, like, you know, just learning to be a good leader. Like, you know, I might have said earlier how, like, you know, my first two staff members, like, you know, didn't work out great, but a lot of that's on me too. You know, like, this is my first time being a boss and being a leader, you know, like, I set up my treatment coordinator fail. Looking back, is I hired someone with no experience, which I thought, oh, you know, with these training videos and that I'm investing in, and she'll be able to learn. But I didn't know anything. She'd be like, oh, I looked at the videos, didn't help. I'm like, well, the video should teach you. But I didn't know how to do it. Like, I was like, I don't know how to do any of this. I don't know how to do anything with insurance, really. You know? So I should have done more, like, looked at those, learned those videos myself and taught myself before teaching, having her, you know, be accountable for it, right? So so that's what I was going back to. Hey, if you don't know as much about insurance or handling calls or maybe on the clinical side, like how to sterilize or whatnot, like, don't always, like, look for the, oh, they're cheaper, or I think I can teach them, or I can, because at the beginning, you have so much going on, you know, so, because sometimes they do get someone's experience, and also take you time. Like, I think it takes time to become, each day I try to improve, and I'm better than I am than I was a year ago, but I'm still know there's times that I have shortcomings as a leader, and I can improve as myself, as being a boss, you know? So I think that's just a thing with time and just reflecting and seeing. A lot of it's just like reflecting and always improving. So, and having good staff and growing as a leader is big. I don't know, otherwise, there's just so many small things. It's just as you're just going to learn. Like, your expectations, just you just have to, I guess, stay on more of a don't get too high, don't get too low. You know, like, I think that's a good tip. You know, like, you might have a great day one day, but then don't get too high. That's going to last. You might, you know, there's going to be stuff that comes up, like I said earlier, like a pipe bursting. Like, what are you going to get upset about? Like, like there's no magic one I have, right? Like, you know, sometimes your cases won't work out well. You're going to have a crazy patient, or someone's going to call in sick, and you're going to be, or someone's going to quit, you know, last minute. It's just trying to manage all that. Just gotta try to stay more even. It's easier said than done. Like, trust me, I'm probably a little bit better place than I was last year on that, but it's just a roller coaster. But you just gotta try to stay in that middle ground as best as you can.
Yeah, like, I agree with that. Like, don't go too high, or don't stay, when you're high, don't stay there too long, and when you're low, don't stay there too. So what I mean by that is, like, or this is the way I see it, because, like, you know, we all talk about, like, oh, you gotta put in the grit and the work and the grind, right? Like, grind 24/7. Like, we're all this, that thing called hustle porn, right? Like, you're just like reading about hustling all the time. But to me, it's more like, okay, hustle a good amount, because remember, you got to live life, but you have to continue to hustle at that amount. Even when you're winning, don't think like, I'm winning so I can slow down, I finally made it to where I want to be. No, continue, because lows will come, and when the lows come, at least you know you're okay, because you're still in that same, you know, middle ground. Like you said, you're still hustling the same amount. You're still doing what you got to do and everything throughout the whole time. But I don't know, man, like that's how I see it. You know what I mean? Like, where, you got to reward yourself here and there, but still continue to not hustle where you kill yourself, but like keep at the same pace you have been going. Even when you're at lows, keep at the same pace that you have been going, you know? And I feel like no matter what, you're always going to, it's the seasons too, man. You can't see it. Like, it's like entrepreneurship and businesses. You got to look at it as seasons, not like, staircase or anything like that. It's just you're gonna have good seasons, you're gonna have bad seasons. It's just this is life, you know. That's how it is.
Exactly. And it's like like you're saying, they're also like, it just got to try to keep that balance right in your life. Like, you know, if you have a family, a significant other, you know, however, like you can't. You obviously have to put a lot of time in your business, right? But don't forget about them who've helped you. You know, don't like. Also, it's a release, you know, like get back and enjoy your life still at the same time and enjoy them for being there with you and spending time with them. Like, they'll understand, obviously, as you're opening a new business, but you also want to take care of them too. So, and also to get away so you can like relax and breathe, and so you're not just fully trapped in there like 24/7, you know.
Yeah.
You need to be able, I think I saw you put a poster, someone on the startup group on how like different techniques, like when you're overwhelmed with like lists and stuff, like you know, write it all down or this or that. But gotta try something, you know. So not everything works the same for everybody, but just balance. You gotta have a little balance in your life too. It's easy to say, and I probably don't have great balance. I didn't have great balance last year, but you gotta try to.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, that's why I'm like, you gotta understand. Like, it's seasons. Like, we can try and find the balance, but I feel like we're always gonna, you know what I mean, like you're always gonna be like, because for example, Kapil, like, well, right now you're doing great, right? But let's just make it to the point where it's like, holy crap, you haven't even broken even yet and your new patients are dwindling and everything's going down, right? Like, the only thing you're gonna be thinking about is like, I gotta get these numbers up. Like, now I don't want to hear about freaking balance, Michael, okay? Like, you're like, so just tell me whatever I need to do and let me get up there, right? So like, that's the season when you're like, all right, man, gotta put in a little bit extra grit, right? But then when you're on a success, like, you're up there, you're like, it's easy to kind of preach about like, guys, just be balanced, right? But at the same time, you do have to find that, I guess, like that spot in your mind or wherever, where when everything's falling apart, you have to find some type of peace somewhere, right? Because that's the clarity. That's what's going to make you think, right? Sometimes we tend to lose sleep and we tend to do all this, but we don't realize, like, man, if you burn the midnight oil and you're working 23 hours a day, I can sleep for 10 hours a day and I'll be like more productive than you are, right? In 3 hours than you are in 10 hours, because of the sleep repairs everything, right? So we also have to find that, like what you said, like, I guess like a balance, but more like an understanding of, you, dude, you got to rest no matter how like bad you're burning out, you know? So that's, to me, how I kind of see it.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. And you right when you said that, like, it's easy for you to say, I probably was saying that like 6 months ago. Like, I just, about balancing this. Dude, man, I'm just trying to pay bills. I'm trying to get there. I don't care enough about balance. Like, which is true. Like, that's the thing. It's, I said this right from the start. Like, it is hard. Like, a startup is hard for those reasons. Just emotionally, it's hard because you have these expectations, and a startup is nice and sexy to say, and like your own business, and you're going to make this, like, you see this business out there and you're growing. This is, you know, a huge thing, but it takes time and you have to put so much energy. Like, I don't think I was realizing how much mental, like, energy it would take, that roller coaster of emotions, that, like, handling staff at all, like, expectations not being met, like, that emotional energy, comparing yourself to others, like, that emotional energy. There's just a lot of emotional energy. And there's also, like, actually physical energy. You have to, you realize, like, you're not only, you went from just being a dentist to a business owner to like leading marketing and ground marketing stuff. So it's like time away from, you close the office, you gotta go home, you still gotta do some paperwork. Oh, and then the weekend comes. Oh, you gotta go to this event. You don't have to, but you know, you should, you know?
Like,
when you're talking about, like, how do I get new patients? Well, you do have to grind at some of it. Like, I don't really wanna. It's a Saturday at 8, man. It's my day off. I'm like, well, but Saturday at 8 is when all those patients, people are at the gym, and it's a great time to go to the LA Fitness there. You know, like, you might get 10 patients from that, you know, like, and then they'll get more patients from that the next time we get invited on, but that's giving away some time. So, like, you have to grind and work hard, but like you said, you still have to somewhere find a little bit of balance. You might not be as balanced as you are maybe later down, but some kind of relief, somewhere to relax yourself a little bit. So, get away. So, it's I guess it's all like relative when we say balance. Just somewhere where you can recharge a little to be able to get going the next day, instead of burning yourself out right away.
What are you doing right now, like, to recharge?
I play basketball once a week. I'm being in sports. I love playing basketball. Like, everyone would tell you, all my friends, and I'd be like, if I could be a basketball player, that's what I'd want to be, or something related to sports. Like, but when you're 5'8" and you can, like, you know, run that fast, and you can't really jump out of the gym, like, yeah, I saw kind of sign the cards of it earlier.
Yeah.
You know, that, and spend time with, like, my fiance, and, you know, sometimes just as little as, you know, I know I should do this after I get home, but I just need to watch TV, you know, or just relax, like, put something on and just get my mind away, like, decompress.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, just spending time, going to the gym, like, things like that, just to get away. Like, I'm trying to also not go online as much. Like, the Facebook groups, everything is great, and I've taken a lot from them, but sometimes I try to stop myself from even doing it. Like, it's like, I just need something, like, don't need my brain active like that.
You're not active in the ground marketers group, man. Jeez,
what?
Sometimes I'm like, I'm like, no wonder you're not active in the ground marketers group, but I'm just kidding. No, guys, it's because Kapil is, he's enrolled into the course, so he should be every day posting in that group. But whatever, man, whatever. It's okay.
I'll try more. actually, we did have, I posted this, I'll talk about this a little. We had a kindergarten class or preschool class come to our office.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us about that, man. Talk to us about that.
Oh, man, that was pretty rewarding and awesome. Like, there's a local school that I went to do school presentations to last year, like right around the block. And actually, Michael helped me out with, I made it put on there, like, I don't know what to do. Michael sent me some info, like, hey, this is a good game to do. This is how you should, you know, this is what you can do for, like, 4 or 5-year-olds. And it was great. And we got into some schools there, got some patients from it. But one of the schools, the teacher loved us. And she reached out to me this year. She's like, I know you're right around the corner in the community. Would you mind if we, like, came as a field trip so those kids can learn, like, how it's not scary to go to a dental office, what to expect, this and that? I'm like, oh, yeah, for sure. And then, you know, looking at stuff, like, I got ideas from people on the Facebook groups and stuff, and we had them come in. We set up 3 different, like, groups. Like, one was, like, a story time area of talking about, like, you know, good foods and bad foods, how to take care of your teeth. We had another, one of the ops, my assistant, and two of my staff members, they, like, would show the kids, like, how to do a prophy, demonstrate on their hand, and then they actually had the kids come and put fluoride on each of them. Like, each would take turns as a patient. And the patient, like, the kids loved it. They got to pretend to be, like, a dentist. Like, oh, this is how you paint fluoride. And in my app, I showed them, like, on a model, like, oh, this is what a cavity looks like. And I showed them, like, when we put the filling material in, like, how it hardens up with the light. I'm like, oh, look at this magic light. And they're like, whoa. And they all had, like, a blast there. And it was a great experience. It was, like, half an hour. And we sent them home with some bags and took some pictures. And I got, like, a really, after post this, they sent, like, this huge letter, and they signed their names, how thankful they were, and how much fun they had coming to see us and everything. It's, like, just as, like, you know, some of the stuff, like, there might not be, not everything's about money, you know, like, it just, you know how good I feel? Like, that's one of the most rewarding things that I think I've done, like, or had happen. Like, to change it, and these kids who might not be scary anymore, they had fun, they came to my office, and it was just great. So,
yeah. That's cool, man. Like, a field trip to your office. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You did that. That was nice, man. That was nice. Yeah, man. That's cool that you're doing that. Like, reaching out in the community. I mean, like, that's why you decided to be a part of your community. I wanted to ask really fast, though, because we mentioned about the Facebook groups and expectations. What do you think people should ignore and pay attention to in these groups as they're doing their startup?
I think they should maybe ignore the numbers, you know? Like, I think, because everyone's different, and each town is different, and everyone's experience is different. Someone on the startup group might have been like, oh, these are my numbers of a startup, and they don't mention, oh, this is their third startup. You know, like, so, you know, like, you well, that's different. Or, like, or they're doing a startup, but their dad's a dentist. Like, okay, that's different, man. Like,
that's different. Yeah, that's true.
So, like, I would say maybe ignore the numbers, but take, like, tips, like, the actual, like, operation tips or location tips. Like, that's the stuff I'd say pay attention to. Like, ways to save money. That's a great way. Like, as a startup, how can I save money? You know? tips on how to have patient acceptance, you know, like things that can help the patient experience, you know, like checklists for like staff, like how to train staff, what resources can you use to help staff learn, like what systems you have in place that they like, they, you know, they do a good job and you're on top of them. That's good stuff, mm-hmm. you know? And, like that kind of stuff is what they should pay attention to. You know, marketing stuff is good, but like, it's also hard because every area is different. Like on, because some people will be like, only do this or only do that or do this. That's why marketing is a really tough one. And a lot of people on the groups, are like, you might not know, like, it's hard to tell like who's a dentist, who's a marketer, who's like part of a company. So, so like, that's why like the marketing stuff is this. You need a market, I think, but I just think it depends on your area and what you should do. That's why my recommendation is just try a little of everything, and then it's like go from there and see what actually works better for you. But that's what I'd say from them, because numbers-wise, it's, you know, it can, like you said, it can actually make you down. Like you might be like focusing on these numbers that you want to get, and you're like, oh man, that guy's made this much in 6 months. You just feel worse, and just doesn't help you. Like, it doesn't help you be successful, right? Like,
yeah.
That you're already like pretty tired and worn out by just working and emotionally like worn. So, I'd ignore a little bit.
Yeah, that's true, man. That's true. All right, man. That's good. That's good info. Where can people find you, Kapil?
Anytime, like, you know, you shoot me an email if you need any, if you want any tips, reach out. Like I said, I love to like help out people. Like kkella03@gmail.com, kkella03. Facebook message me, email me, like I'm an open book, and you know, I've worked with a lot of different companies. You know, some have been great, some haven't, so like I feel like I have a decent experience from that, and or I know people who worked with other companies, so just having extra real time feedback from people on companies and people. I am always open to like at least grabbing a phone call, like on the way home from work, give you 20 minutes or 30 minutes of my time, and always an open book.
Awesome, man. Awesome. All right, Kapil, man. Thank you so much for being with us. It was a pleasure. And everything what he mentioned will be in the show notes below, the email and his Facebook Messenger and everything like that. So thank you so much, Kapil. It was a pleasure, and we'll hear from you soon, man.
Thank you. And I hope I was able to help out people out there with some tips for their practice.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in into this episode. I truly appreciate it. Let's talk about some takeaways here, some little recaps. But before we do that, guys, if you are interested in the ground marketing course or the ground marketing workshop, feel free to go in the show notes below or go on the website, thedentalmarketer.org. And on there, you can find out much more information on how the ground marketing course can help you bring in more new patients, bring in more referrals, get on the community more, do events, lunch and learn seminars. I teach you the whole process. I teach you exactly how to get into these specific businesses. I train either you or a team member, and we'll get started immediately. If you are interested, go in the show notes below. You can either click on the link that says the ground marketing course or click on the link that says the ground marketing workshop. The ground marketing workshop is more like, hey, me and my team train you. The ground marketing course is more like a DIY, like, okay, you can do it on your own. We give you all the tools, we give you everything, and we trust you'll do it, right? You'll still have communication with me as well, though, with the ground marketing course. So a lot of people, what they like to do is they take the ground marketing course first, and then they move up to the ground marketing workshop. Or if you're like, no, I want to do it from the very beginning, the ground marketing workshop, let's get the ball rolling, right? That's what you can do too as well. So anyways, guys, you can go in the show notes below, click on the ground marketing course or the ground marketing workshop. Or if you want, just go onto the website, thedentalmarketer.org, and read all about what we can do for you. Anyways, guys, a couple of my takeaways from this episode. I love how positive Kapil is, right? Positive but real, right? Because we talk about how he knew it was going to be hard, but not this hard, and what struggles he has found, right? And a lot of the struggles are, you know, with your team. If you hear a lot of the Just Listen episodes or any episodes in the past, especially with the making of, a lot of it is teams. Like, man, I didn't know it would be this hard to let somebody go or to rehire someone or to find someone. So I like how he says to always kind of like in the back, keep your ads going to look for a team member, right? Even though you found someone, continue to review resumes, right? Because you don't know if that person's going to stick with you forever. And it's good to have options. It's good to have backups, right? I also like true expectations. One thing we talk about is stop comparing yourself, guys. Like in the Facebook groups, in Dental Town, wherever you're at, you can't really compare yourself to anyone. And that's something you shouldn't do. Set expectations for yourself based on your research that you've done for your practice, for your community. If someone says like, oh my God, I broke even and I'm making amazing things month one. Man, if every business did that, then oh my gosh, right? Like everybody would start businesses and we'd figure out a formula for it. But it doesn't work like that. And I think that's where we go back to the sense like, okay, I'm not doing amazing. That means I need to hire like all these coaches and all these things and see how it worked. But in reality, maybe you do need to hire some specific coaches, or maybe you need to do something specific or a different type of system for your practice, or a similar system for your practice. But everything's going to be maybe different. You got to have time, and time is the only thing that will allow you to see like, okay, now things are starting to work, or maybe it's not working. This is why. This is what I needed to adjust. So that's one thing I thought that was interesting that we talked about. Another thing I like that we talked about was at the beginning, how when a patient kind of, when they're filling out a form, they'll fill out a form and they'll talk about what they want to inquire about, right? They'll say like, oh, Invisalign, I want free whitening, or not free whitening, I want more whitening, I want all these things. But then when they see you, they're kind of like, no, I'm here for an exam, that's it, right? Or they don't mention it. I wonder why, right? We kind of set our theories, but what are your theories? Like, I want to hear what you guys have to say about this. Maybe do you think it's because it's a lack of trust, or maybe it's because they're just shy, or maybe it's because they feel like they're going to be sold to? I don't know. You guys let us know, and maybe we can brainstorm together, right? Let me know whether you can DM me on the Dental Marketer Instagram, or you can let us know in any of the Facebook groups, the Ground Marketing Facebook group or the Making of a Dental Startup Facebook group. Just let us know, right? Another thing I really enjoyed was what he did for his practice, right? Like you guys know, Kapil is part of the Ground Marketing course, and he's been doing amazing. He's been doing really fantastic. He goes out, he goes to the gyms, he goes to the schools, a lot of these events, a lot of these locations, and he does his events, right? Seminars, presentations, and he brings in new patients through Ground Marketing. And one thing I like that he did is he kind of, you build relationships with that, right? Obviously, you're building stronger relationships because you're going out in the community. And he had a field trip, right? Like a school literally decided to call him and say like, hey, can our students come by and, you know, do a field trip? You show them like all about dentistry. And man, that's not only something that is fulfilling, but at the same time, that's going to be rewarding, whether it's immediate reward or maybe a little bit more down the road, it's going to reward, right? Parents are going to come in. Maybe the teachers will come in. Who knows, right? Definitely, it's an awesome thing to like host a field trip. And if you do it right, yeah, you can definitely bring in more new patients that way, right? Have the parents kind of call the next day, the teachers, they can call the next day too to schedule appointments and so forth. So that's something awesome. I recommend everybody should kind of try and see if they can schedule a field trip from a school, right? Like have a school go to your practice. And I know Hoda did it as well. And she's part of the Ground Marketing course too. And so schedule a field trip to your practice, because that's an amazing way to not only like build brand authority, brand recognition, but it's also a good way to get new patients. It's also a good way to build trust in your community. It's also another good way to show your community how involved you are with the local schools and the local families. So guys, definitely do that. If you're interested in wanting to know how to do that, you can definitely join the Ground Marketing course, like I said. The link to that will be in the show notes below. Thank you so much, Kapil, for being a part of the podcast. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day for allowing us to record, man, allowing us to document your process. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Guys, go reach out to him. His stuff will be in the show notes below. Reach out to him via email or Facebook and let him know, man, thank you so much for, you know, being on the podcast, being open, sharing with us your numbers. Go ask him more questions, right? This is not going to be the last time you hear from Kapil either. on the podcast. So super excited to have him on here. Thank you so much, Kapil. So guys, with that being said, don't forget, if you are liking what you're hearing, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. 5 stars, please. don't forget to follow me on Facebook and Instagram under thedentalmarketer.org. And don't forget about SwellCX, guys. If you are interested in getting more reviews for your practice, for your Google page, for Yelp, for anything, if you're interested in getting more referrals too as well, definitely schedule a free demo. Go in the show notes below, click on the SwellCX logo or the SwellCX link, and get the deal too. Mention the Dental Marketer Podcast. You'll get an amazing deal. Your setup fees waived. You'll get a $10 Amazon gift card and so much more, right? So definitely, guys, go in the show notes below, click on the SwellCX. And yeah, and with that being said, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.